NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio. President Biden is mulling over his next moves at the Russian-Ukraine border. The New York Times reports Biden's next steps could involve the deployment of up to 5,000 U.S. troops, as well as warships and aircraft to NATO allies in the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The news outlet reports Biden met with senior Pentagon officials Saturday and is expected to announce his decision sometime early this week. This all comes as the U.S. ordered family members of embassy personnel serving in Ukraine to leave the country over the threat of Russian military action. Ukraine is receiving a second shipment of weapons supplied by the U.S. The country's defense minister tweeted Sunday the shipment included more than 80 tons of weapons to strengthen Ukraine's defense capabilities. The first shipment arrived in the country on Friday. The death of a teenager is leading a Connecticut mother to file a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that runs Snapchat. Scott Carr has more.
The lawsuit was filed after 11-year-old Selena Rodriguez took her own life last year. A statement from the Social Media Victims Law Center, which filed the suit on behalf of Selena's mother, says the girl suffered from an extreme addiction to Instagram and Snapchat. The girl's mother had confiscated her daughter's devices on many occasions, says the center, only to have her run away in order to return to the platforms. Before her suicide last July, the girl allegedly suffered from sleep deprivation and depression for months. The lawsuit slams Meta and Snap for knowingly and purposefully designing their social media products to be addictive to young people. I'm Scott Carr.
Senator Chris Coons is condemning Senate Republicans for the death of two voting rights acts.
All 50 Democrats voted for the John Lewis Voting Rights Restoration Act and for the Freedom to Vote Act, and none of the 50 Republicans in the Senate joined us.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Delaware Democrat says voter suppression is alive and well in the U.S. Coons cited the rejection of mail-in ballots and getting rid of drop boxes for COVID-vulnerable citizens as proof. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.